Gary has sent me an email. Please keep these coming to us. nmitchell@3rw.com.au. This is disturbing. This is theft from caring staff working to help people. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, what's happened here?
My wife is a recovery nurse at a private day procedure centre in the northwest suburbs. And during the course of the day, day before yesterday, their theatre staff change room had been ransacked and their personal belongings had been removed.
Oh, they lose much?
My wife personally lost about $75 in cash and some cards. Some of her colleagues, one of her colleagues, in fact, lost about $600 in cash. Just credit cards and the mobile phone were taken. So I believe about four staff members were affected.
So this is an area where staff go to get into their scrubs or their uniforms?
Correct, and it's also actually made available to parents of children who are having procedures in the centre as well. So the parents are obviously invited in to the locked change room in order to get changed into scrubs so they can accompany their child into theatre.
Well, I was going to say, the change room will be locked, so if you're not taken in as a parent or a staff member, how else do you get in?
I believe access is restricted via a swipe card.
So either it's a staff member or it's one of the parents whose kid is being treated who's done it.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we need to be careful who we point fingers at, but it's a very close-knit group of staff that work there, and a lot of them have worked together for many years, so it's highly unlikely that it would have been a staff member.
Yeah. There was a case at Royal Melbourne recently where a staff member was found doing this, but that's a much bigger hospital, and access wasn't particularly restricted. It was restricted to staff, but not just medical staff, as I recall. So this room is restricted to medical staff and the parents of patients.
Correct. They're often, obviously, guided into the change room and then left so they can get changed in private, and then escorted into the operating theatre so they can accompany their child when they go to sleep, and then obviously once they wake up in recovery as well.
And you don't want to use the name of the hospital. I'd like to try to catch this person, but I guess there's not much we can do if we can't use the hospital name.
No, but through further investigation via VicPol and also the banks involved with the cards, it turns out that a number of transactions had been made around the area that afternoon. So I believe it was a Safeway in St Albans, and it was a Liberty service station, yet to be determined exactly which one. But we're actually hoping that there might be some CCTV footage of the person making those transactions. My wife had a further, I think, $150-something used on her credit card at Safeway, and a number of the other victims' cards were also used at the same address.